You're listening to The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor.
Good morning, good evening, wherever, whenever you may be listening. I'm John Vogel. Welcome to The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best way to start your podcast. It's my last episode of the week before I am going out. I got National Guard drill this weekend, starting tomorrow, so I will not be available to do the episode tomorrow. Very early is when I am scheduled to leave and report. So, this is going to be a little bit of an edgier podcast. I'm giving you the warning up front, because if you don't feel like getting mad today, you probably don't want to listen to my episode. Now that I've got that out of the way, we've got some stuff to talk about. We're going to break into this stuff. We're going to start with a little bit of football, and then we're going to start to really get down into the edgy stuff. Raheem Mostert, running back for the San Francisco 49ers, has requested a trade. Apparently he wants to get paid more, and the 49ers are not in a position where they're going to pay him more. So he wants to get traded to a team who will pay him. And at this point, I'm not sure who that team would be. I've heard some speculation on Philadelphia. I doubt Philadelphia would be the team to do that. But there is that speculation there. And he has requested a trade. Now, Matt Breida has already been traded to the Dolphins. If they trade Mostert here, the 49ers are going to be left with Tevin Coleman, Jeff Wilson, and Jerick McKinnon, which is not a bad running back room if they stay healthy. McKinnon has been unable to stay healthy really for the last 2-3 years of his career. Had a really good year with Minnesota. He was one of these very athletic people. He played quarterback in a triple option offense at Georgia Southern. Was able to play a little bit of receiver and running back as well, and got drafted as a running back, kind of one of these all-purpose athletes, and that's what he does. So Coleman obviously is the guy from the Atlanta Falcons, put together some really good years behind Devontae Freeman, and was a very reliable number two option. It looked like he could be a good number one out of Indiana. Really interesting. Jeff Wilson is one of those guys that popped onto the scene last year. Now, Mostert, you have to realize with him, he's the man who absolutely blew up the playoffs. The 49ers scheme was very run dependent to begin with, so I think they got better numbers. The running backs there did, because they were just a run first scheme anyways. They had a powerful offensive line. They were able to do things with, and Jimmy Garoppolo had enough respect as a quarterback. You know, with the receivers out wide, Debo Samuel, Emmanuel Sanders, so on and so forth, that the team garnered enough respect to really have an effective run game. And where Mostert's talking about going, I'm not sure if that is going to be the case. I'm not sure if there's a better team fit for Mostert at this point. Regardless, I digress. That was about all there really was yesterday football, other than the New England Patriots officially announced the signing of quarterback Cam Newton, which we spent almost a week on this podcast last week talking about that. So if you want to get the scoop on Cam Newton and what I think and all that jazz, go back to last week, episodes 1-4. Really, it was every day we were talking about it. And there's all my info on that. I did say this was going to get edgy, and yesterday things got edgy, because it's DeSean Jackson and his horrible, horrible comments that he made on Instagram, where he believed that he was quoting Hitler. Now, I mentioned yesterday that former NBA player Steven Jackson, who I believe was at one point an employee of ESPN, is no longer, and hasn't been for some time. Steven Jackson came out and basically supported DeSean Jackson and said he was speaking truth. That this is the interesting thing. And I'm going to bring up Drew Brees. Yes, I'm bringing up Drew Brees because Drew Brees was asked a question about kneeling during the national anthem and what his thoughts were. He said that he would not kneel during the national anthem and would not support anyone who did because he thinks that flag means something to him, which every American has the right to think that way about the anthem. They can stand, they can kneel, they can sit, they can display whatever the fuck they want to display. Drew Brees exercised his freedom, and people came after him. No one stood by his side. DeSean Jackson's comments quoting Hitler, again, it's a free country. You can do that. However, Hitler is regarded across the world as one of the worst individuals to walk the face of the planet, the creator of the Holocaust, the man who started World War II in the quest of a Third Reich. So if you're going to quote something that you believe is Adolf Hitler, whether it's Adolf Hitler quote saying, whether he really said it or not. Welcome back to the John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best place to start your podcast. Try Anchor today. Anchor is going to monetize your podcast. They're going to put it on all sorts of major platforms. They're going to help you get your listenership and build your fan base. So do it if you want to start a podcast. It's a great, it's easy, it's free. Do it today. All right. This is really important, guys. This is a crucial time. Cancel culture has been one of the cancers of 2020 and really leading up into this year. Cancel culture has become, is basically on steroids right now. And part of the reason that I think the cancel culture is so prominent at this point in time is because you have all these people that have been sitting inside doing nothing on quarantine during a pandemic. What do people do when they sit around? They play on the phone. They get on the internet. They play video games. They do whatever, read books. They do things. But for the most part, you're on your phone. That gives you more time on social media. People are going crazy because they're not living their lives normally like they normally do. Here's part of the issue. You have nothing better to do. It's easy to get worked up. It is easy to get fired up about some of the stuff that's going on in the world. Some of the things that people are saying, because now the things that people are starting to say are even crazier because, again, they've been locked up inside during a pandemic, not living their normal lives. It's been a natural disaster, really. Because humans naturally, what they want to do things, they want to get out, they want to enjoy themselves. That's the purpose of life, is to have a good time, enjoy yourself, spend time with your family, with your friends, do things. Literally, enjoy yourself. And people haven't been able to do that in the same way. They've been having to find other ways to do so. And a lot of people struggle with that. Especially when they can't leave their house. Especially if they're quarantined by themselves. Or maybe the person that they're quarantined with, they're going, wow, I don't know why what I thought of this person before. Like, this is a real thing that's going on right now. So, getting back onto the Black Lives Matter topic and how this correlates. Black Lives Matter is being nationally ripped apart, not just by politicians, not just by political figureheads on TV, on Fox News, OAN. It's being ripped apart by sports analysts, and it's starting to spread because there are major problems. So the first thing that really got the red flag going. Because I honestly believed, because I didn't do any research, I didn't go online, I honestly believed it was a fine organization. And there were some violent people that were getting involved with it, using their movement and trying to hijack it. And then a statue started coming down as innocent people's homes started getting burnt. And so many people wouldn't say anything against it. That's when all this started with me. No one would say anything against people burning down homes, looting stores, doing illegal things, crazy illegal things. And it's because this mob scared them. This mob scares people. People are frightened. They are afraid. They don't know what to do. They don't. It's almost like when they come at you and they, with, you know, pitchforks, weapons, fire, torches, in old movies, and they're coming for you, you can't go anywhere. You don't know what to do. That's how they make people feel. Once I just started doing the research, because I was told by multiple people, not friends, not people that I knew personally, multiple people in the sports industry, to research it, I did. And it's right there on their website. Their mission statement is clearly socialist, Marxist type stuff. So we have an organization that most of social media, at least when I say social media, I'm talking about Twitter, is backing. Twitter is going nuts for this. And if you dare say anything against Black Lives Matter, you are a racist. I incorrectly believed that racism wasn't prominent about 2 months ago. Racism wasn't prominent to me because I didn't experience it. I didn't have any racist feelings toward anyone, nor did I know anyone who had racist feelings toward me. I hung out with multiple people of different orientations, different races. And it never, because of the simplicity of my life, I like a simple life. I like things to say as simple as possible. I like to try to paint things black and white to make it clear so that I can understand. And that's the thing with racism, is you can't paint it black and white. It is this twisted web of contorted nonsense. Baseless in the fact, except for the fact that you look different, or you are a different person than me. And I don't like that. That's racism. You are different, and I don't like that. I am going to naturally, anyone who is like you, who is not like me, is naturally against me. So yes, I incorrectly believe that racism was not prominent. I didn't define racism as something that was as simple. I defined racism as evil acts based upon one's race. And when I say evil, I mean horrendously evil. But now I see just how prominent racism is. And I think, honestly, Manuel Acho's conversations with a black man have been phenomenal in helping me realize that and the difference, because he gets down to the core and has these discussions with other people. And the episode that they did yesterday, last night, that he released with a couple interracial couples is a fantastic episode. It's the best one yet. So if you're not watching these, you need to go do that. Because this is what Emmanuel Acho is doing is very important. Very important in today's world. And the messages that he's spreading are absolutely great. Okay, but it wasn't until I really started watching those where I started thinking about, gee, there is a lot that you don't really think about. Now, interracial couples, that doesn't bother me. I grew up in a church where there was a very, very holy interracial couple. They were very happy together. Never bothered me. But that's because I grew up with it. I didn't grow up in a time where that was illegal, like some people did. So when it was legalized, I guarantee you most people didn't just start going out and marrying other people of other races. It's been something that slowly started to happen. But for me, it never occurred to me that that would be uncomfortable. Regardless, I think my point is Black Lives Matter is not a good organization. Their goals, their agenda are not for empowerment and betterment of black lives. If you think that the system that Black Lives Matter is bringing forth is any better, you need to go study slavery and see how those people lived. Because what they're talking about, breaking up the nuclear family, community-based, is pretty much entirely how slaves lived. Two, if you support Black Lives Matter, you do so at your own risk. When the truth comes out, when people look back on these crazy days and times, where will you have stood? Where will you have stood? Emmanuel Acho said it really well yesterday on Speak for Yourself on Fox Sports. There is no excuse any longer for ignorance. Educate yourself. Find out what's going on. Don't jump into the mob mentality and cancel people who disagree with you. Because once you do that, you think they're going to have your back? That's about all the time we have for today on the John Vogel Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a great weekend. I'm going to be out tomorrow, as I had mentioned previously. So enjoy yourselves. Have a good Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll be back on Monday to discuss whatever happens this weekend. I can't imagine what crazy nonsense is going to happen this weekend. We'll get into it. We'll get to the nitty-gritty. We'll hopefully start taking topics. Whatever you want to hear about, whatever you want me to talk about, we'll hear that too. God love you all. Have a great weekend.